Okay, how did you read now? Decaying a phonic node on J. Lee Ellis, J A Y L E E, last name E L L I S, birthday 4/16/15, seen here in clinic 6/15/24, brought in by mother with history of having a pain and inflammation to her left foot, history of sustaining laceration to foot. About a month ago, seen at ACA Monterey Emergency Room here in Cleveland, where she had surgical closure with subcutaneous and epidermal stitches placed. States was seen a week later with removal of stitches with apparent dehiscence of laceration, given an oral antibiotics and cream, quote, which she continued to use with improvement of wound reported by mother until the past 2 weeks, where there has been increasing inflammation with papular type lesions. Mother has been able to open one of the lesions with pressure, with improvement of diminishing pain, but continues to have another lesion that she hasn't been able to remove. Review of symptoms, non-contributory, past medical history, and eventful social family history, non-contributory, physical exam, general appearance, patient mild distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lung shell, excision, percussion, heart rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft without acetabulary or tinnitus, and back, skin, and neurological, all within normal limits, skin. A linear lesion evident over left dorsal medial foot times 5 centimeters with induration with induration present with card-like lesions subcutaneously, purplish papule present, proximal aspect measuring 8 millimeters, surrounding erythema, to site of prior laceration measuring 3 times 6 centimeters, the central induration as above, because of papular lesion, painful papular lesion, after some persuasion, the patient agreed with her mother's support to allow us with topical lidocaine to incise lesion with minimal drainage, but was able to obtain culture for radiographic evaluations. Patients to be treated with betadine soaks and with topical mepirocin cream, with additional Bactrin antibiotic to be taken orally as requested by mother and patient, with follow-up in next week to see primary doctor to call for results of culture when available and monitor progress. Offered to see patient here if not able to be seen by PCP. Uh, if further evaluation and treatment is needed. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier. Correction. With diagnosis of laceration left foot with dehiscence and apparent cellulitis with suspected inflammatory reaction to subcutaneous sutures to rule out MRSA. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.